We're going to begin this morning with Bob Deering is going to give us some announcements about David Rico's presentations, which are coming up, a five-week series. And then once Bob is finished, then we'll begin our panel. Thank you for being here. And you may wonder why we don't have a microphone in front of our face. It's because we have something Ernie brought us, which is called a...
boundary microphone.
Boundary microphone, which is this. And it should be picking up our voices very clearly. Are you hearing me pretty well?
Thank you all for coming to our final session on Judy Kanata's book. As you're aware, you're very perceptive. We're going to have a panel discussion today. Turn off your cell phones, please. And then we'll start with Mike helping us with the panel discussion. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
All right, you're all there. Good. Usually our blessing prayer that we sing together is sung over with our hands extended over the presenters. But we really feel in all humility that we would like to ask everyone to at the tables to turn toward one another, extend your hands toward one another when we sing "We Bless You." Because all of us are all of us are sharing in the field of compassion together, especially as members of Word and Life. And therefore, if we feel that compassion, we feel the sense of that field of compassion, we should bless one another for the light that we bring to this field as a group. So when we stand, we'll extend our hands. Stand in a circle, extend your hands over those around your table.
We bless you as you share your gifts of spirit, light, and insight. We welcome you with joy.
Amen. We are not presenters in the normal sense in which we have presenters here at Word and Life. Rather, we will be giving some comments and some observations about the field of compassion that we've been studying now for two full semesters with Karen Armstrong's book and with Judy Kanata's book, which is a significant amount of time that we have spent. For me personally, it's been a personal transformation, a feeling of understanding things about myself and about us and about compassion that I never thought about or even realized. I've spent about 70 years living with compassion since I'm 70 years old, and I have spent a lot of time thinking I understood it. And what do you know? I don't think I really did. I'm beginning to now. Maybe that's what elder years are all for, that we begin to understand things we didn't. We thought we understood. Together, amongst us, we have 210 years of compassion experience. And in those 210 years, if Don is here, she's doing it, probably doing an algorithm to figure out who's how old. But anyway.
I'm the baby.
There you go. Yeah. But that's a lot of years. And if we computed the total number of years that all of us have lived in the life of compassion, because you can't be a person of faith without touching compassion or having it touch your life. It's a lot of time. And that field of compassion didn't begin when we began to study about it. It's been there all along. We're just becoming more aware of it and how it affects our lives. Bob sent out on email a list of people and places and books and YouTubes that I have personally been studying in addition to Judy Kanata and Karen Armstrong. And if you go online for the email Bob sent out yesterday, you'll see that list. And the list is really, it's not a reading list. It's not a to-do list. It's a resource that you might like to try. Somebody asked me, how do you find somebody on YouTube? Let's use an example. Ernie Tamingo, Ernie Tamingo, YouTube. If he's on YouTube, he will come up. If he's an author, if Alice McDonald is an author, very often they will have also YouTube presentations. The one that I have found, I'm not saying that they are, by the way, but I haven't tried. Maybe they are. The one on this list that has really been most influential for me is the Buddhist monk, who's a Tibetan monk, Thich Nhat Hanh, who is a Vietnamese monk, actually, from Vietnam, who is actually about 85 years of age, and he's very, very popular. And if you look on that list on your computer, you'll see how to spell his name. I didn't say which of his two videos to listen to, because there's many, but he really will be helpful in the whole process of achieving a sense of whole body listening, of meditation as a total experience rather than something up in your head. One conclusion I've come to in this little study I've been doing is that Buddhism, as in distinction from the Abrahamic religions, really gives me an easier understanding of spirituality and how much more simple it really is. It's not as complicated as I think we Catholics especially sure know how to complicate it. Make it extremely difficult and sound like something that only Father could possibly do. Okay. Not so. Anyway, those are some of the things that I wanted to share with you. And if you... this morning, each of us is going to give a little small presentation. I'm going to be quiet. My job is to keep things short, and I'm already going too long. Okay. Okay. Briefly, Ernie Tamingo is a spiritual science person. Alice McDonald, they may regret what I'm saying, but Alice McDonald is very much a scripture theology person. And I'm a pastoral person by nature. Because of my background as a priest and as a person, I tend to be pastoral in my thinking and in my actions. And so our little talk and our way of presenting, I think, will reflect that. So there's no bio going to be given, but each of us will say what we want to say about ourselves. And let's begin with, am I right? Ernie.
Thank you.